Commit 29 is about commitment. The commitment to worship the Lord alone.
我们的生命记29章主要是讲到委身，要委身于敬拜独一的真神。
Moses was leading the people to renew their covenant with the Lord.
而摩西就带领会众呢，要来跟神重新的立约。
Verse 10 through 13 we read, All of you are standing today in the presence of Yahweh your God, in order to enter into a covenant with Yahweh your God. A covenant Yahweh is making with you this day, to confirm you this day as his people, that he may be your God.
生命记29章第10节就这么说：今日你们站在神的面前，为要顺从耶和华你神今日所与你所立的约，向你所起的誓，这样还要照着你所应许的话，今日立你做他的子民，他做你的神。At
Mount Sinai, the first generation Israelites make a covenant with the Lord.
所以在西乃山呢，这第一批第一代的这个以色列民呢，就跟神呢立了约。
40 years passed by, all the people in the first generation died except Caleb and Joshua.
40年后呢，这第一代的都去世了，除了加勒和约书亚。
Now at the plain of Moab, Moses was leading the new generation to renew the covenant God made with their parents.
而如今呢，在这个摩亚的平原上呢，摩西就带领这个新的一代呢，再次的与神来立下他们。 他们的以前的家长所跟神所立的立过的约。
So in verses 1 to 2, we read, These are the terms of the covenant the Lord commanded Moses to make with the Israelites in Moab, in addition to the covenant he had made with them at Horeb. Horeb is another name for Mount Sinai.
所以在第一节就这么说，这是耶和华在摩亚地吩咐摩西与以色列民所立的约的话，是他们在和与何烈山所立的约以外，何烈山指的就是西乃山。Renewing
the covenant is important to the new generation, so that the people will say, "Our parents' God is now our God."
这个重新的立约的重要呢，就在于就是说，这些新的一代要承认说，我们上一代。 的所立的约呢，他的神也是我的神。Formerly
we just follow our parents to worship Yahweh, but right now we choose to worship
Yahweh。之前呢，我们是跟随我们的父母来敬拜耶和华。不过现在呢，是我们自己选择要来敬拜耶和华。Those
of you with young children, say one day your child asks you, "Dad, Mom, why are you a Christian?" What would you say?
那些有年轻孩子的呢，可能你孩子有一天就问我说，爸爸妈妈，为什么我们要来，为什么我们是基督徒呢？你会怎么回答呢？
Why do we have to go to church every Sunday when my friend could go elsewhere to have fun with their parents? How would you respond?
为什么我们每个星期天要来教会，而我的朋友可以跟他们的家长呢出去别的地方？
If you say, we go to church because we are Christians, your grandparents go to church, so I go to church, and now it's your turn, you go to church.
如果你的回答是，因为我们是基督徒的家庭，你的公公爷爷他们都是去教会，我也去教会，所以你也要去教会。
You may say, I always remember, church is where I met your mom.
或者你说，教会，我们来教会，因为教会就是我遇见你母亲的地方。
That answer may be true, but it's just like saying, I'm a Buddhist because my parents are Buddhists. I met your mom in the temple.
那个答案可能是对的，可是就好像说，因为我是佛教徒，因为我的父母也是佛教徒，或者说我是在庙呢见到你母亲。
There's nothing unique about our faith, what we believe in that answer.
所以在那个答案里面呢，就没有为什么你要信这一个信仰的独特性。
So before the Israelites renews their covenant with Yahweh, Moses wanted the new generation to know two things.
所以在他们立重新的立约以前呢，摩西要这个新的一代认识两件事情。
First, why are they making a covenant with Yahweh?
第一，为什么与耶和华重新立约？
Second, why should they worship Yahweh and not other gods?
第二，为什么敬拜的是耶和华而不是其他的神？
In answer to the first question, Moses told them their salvation stories.
回答第一个问题呢，摩西就把他们的救恩的故事告诉他们。
First, Moses told them their parents' salvation story. Then he told them their own salvation story.
首先，摩西就告诉他们他们父母的那个救恩的故事，然后再告诉他们他们自己救恩的故事。
The new generation comprises people who were below 20 years old when they left Egypt, and now they are in their 60s.
这个新的一代呢，一半呢，可能就是那些离开埃及以前是少过20岁的，现在呢，可能就是年老是60岁以上。
There were also children who were born in the desert. By now, those born during the 4 decades of wandering are in their 40s and below.
而其他的呢，可能就是在旷野的时候诞生的，这样子呢，就是大概40岁以下。
In verses 2 to 6, we read the parents' salvation story.
所以在第二到第六节那里，摩西就讲述了他们父母的那个救恩的故事。
Moses summoned all the Israelites and said to them, Your eyes have seen all that the Lord did in Egypt to the Pharaoh, to his official, to all his land. With your own eyes, you saw those great trials, those miraculous signs and great wonder.
摩西召了以色列众人来，对他们说：耶和华在埃及地，在你们眼前向法老和他众臣仆，并他全地所行的一切事，你们都看见了，就是你亲眼看见大试验和神迹的那些大奇事。
Now you may tell your children, my life got miracles also.
可能你也会告诉你的孩子说，哦，我的生命里面也有奇迹。
Meeting your mom was a great miracle, and marrying her eventually was like God opening the Red Sea in my life.
碰见你的母亲呢，就是一个奇迹。然后可以跟她结婚呢，就是好像神呢劈开红海一样。
Now there's some salvation story. You're not far from the kingdom of heaven.
这样有这样的救恩故事，你就离天国不远了。
However, there's much room to improve your testimony.
不过你的见证呢，可能需要更进一些。
There are many things you can share about what God had done in your life.
因为神在你生命里面也行过了其他的事，你可以分享的。
In verses 7 through 8, we read the new generation salvation story.
所以到第七、第八节就讲述了这下一代他们本身的救恩的故事。
Let's listen to the reading in Chinese.
我们来到这地方，西施本王西宏。巴山王二都出来与我们交战，我们就击杀他们，取了他们的地，给鲁本支派、加德支派和马拿西半支派为业。
We must know why we worship the God whom we are worshiping.
我们要知道我们所敬拜的神为什么敬拜他。
The Israelites worship the Lord because God saved them.
而以色列民敬拜耶和华，因为是他救了他们。
No other gods but Yahweh alone saved them.
唯有神本身救了他们。
They were called to worship and to serve the Lord.
所以就呼召他们来敬拜侍奉耶和华。
The creator of heaven and earth wanted to use Israel to draw peoples to worship him.
而制造天地的耶和华就是要用以色列让万民能够被他所吸引。
That was why they should commit themselves to serve only the Lord.
而也是这个原因呢，他们要来敬拜耶和华。
We worship the Lord because God saves us.
我们敬拜神呢，是因为他救了我们。
And we should commit ourselves to worship the Lord alone because we have a mission as a church.
而我们同样的要来这样子的来敬拜他，因为我们教会呢就是有这样的一个使命。
A second lesson we may learn from the salvation story is that after God saved the people, He continues to care for them, protect them, and provide for them.
从这个救恩的故事里面呢，我们可以学到的第二个功课呢，就是神常常是在他的百姓当中继续的工作，救赎他们，供应他们。
God is always at work among His people.
而神一直都是在他的百姓当中做工。
The first generation Israelite salvation story was very dramatic and spectacular.
我们看到第一代的那个救恩的故事呢，是非常戏剧性、非常壮观的。
While a great Egyptian army was pursuing the people met a dead end and then God parted the Red Sea.
庞大的埃及的军队呢就这样子追逐着那些百姓，然后呢神呢就劈开了红海，让他们能够得救。
The new generation salvation story, on the contrary, seems quite ordinary, not so thrilling.
而第二代的这个救恩的故事呢，就没有这么精彩。
They did not see any great signs and wonder.
也没有这个所谓的大神迹的或奇事。
While the first generation could sing "How great thou art," the new generation sing "How God is so good."
所以第一代的呢就唱
你真伟大
你真伟大，然后第二代的就唱
God is so good.
神真美好。
Nevertheless, God was at work among the people.
可是神就是不断的还是在他们当中工作。
He gave the new generation victory over King Sion and King Og.
而他们呢就打胜了这个西宏王跟这个恶王。
The Lord was at work saving the first generation in one manner, and He was also at work saving the new generation in another manner.
神就以这样的方式救赎了第一代，也以另外一个方式来救赎了第二代。
God does His saving work in each generation.
所以在每一代，神都有他救赎的工作。
He works differently.
而每一个都不一样。
Different people may have the same needs.
而因为不同的人有不同的需要。
When we pray, God will answer each one's prayer differently.
而每个人祷告的时候呢，神也以不同的方式来回应每个人。
God will answer at different time.
不同的时候。
God will answer in different ways.
不同的方式。
So do not expect God to answer your prayer the same way He answers other people's prayer.
所以我们也不祈求说神回应别人方式来回应我们的祷告。
God does not follow a pattern or formula in answering prayers.
因为神回应祷告呢，不是用一个格式的来回应。
Reflect on your own salvation story.
所以我们想象我们自己的救赎的故事。
Recall the time and situation in your life which God delivered you.
而神是在什么时候、什么情况下呢救赎了你呢
？Be prepared to share your salvation story.
而你，我们就要这样子准备自己的这个得救的故事。
A long time ago, when I was 18, my teacher asked me in the office, "Why are you a Christian?"
我十八岁的时候，有一个老师就叫我去办公室问我说：“哎，为什么你是基督徒呢？”
She really wanted to know about Jesus.
因为她要来认识耶稣。
Then I was not prepared to share my salvation story.
而那个时候我就没有准备好我的这个救恩的故事。
All I did was to share with her a booklet called The Four Spiritual Laws.
我就拿了这个单张 Four Spiritual Laws, 或者三福之类的单张跟她分享。
At the end of the presentation, my teacher did not believe in Jesus.
在我讲完过后呢，那个老师没有相信耶稣。
She wanted to know my salvation story.
因为她要听的呢是我自己的个人的救恩的故事。
She wanted to know in what ways God had been real in my life, but I was not prepared to tell her.
她要知道神对我来说为什么是如此真实的，而我没有准备好怎么样的来跟她说。
Then I thought salvation story was not that important.
因为我以为我自己的救恩的故事没有这么重要。
About 10 years later, I learned a method of sharing the gospel called the evangelism explosion.
十年后呢，我就学了一个传福音的方式，叫 evangelism explosion， 就是传福音的爆炸。
This method was designed by a Presbyterian minister, D. James Kennedy.
这个是一个长老会的牧师叫 D. James Kennedy 所教的。
It's a meaningful way of presenting the gospel because you begin by sharing your salvation story.
而这样子的分享这个福音呢，是非常有意义的，因为你分享的是你个人救恩的故事。
One tough part in the training is to prepare a one-minute testimony.
而这个训练的比较困难的部分呢，就是你要准备好一个一分钟的这个自己的见证故事。
The learners shall select one specific life situation to share how they experience God's realness that led them to believe in Jesus Christ.
而你就要选择你生命里面的某一个处境，是为什么你经历到神的救赎而要来相信耶稣。
The sharing is done in 1 minute.
这个分享就是一分钟。
And you can be amazed that you can share many things, many meaningful things within 1 minute, only when you plan.
而你发现，如果你有好好的策划的话呢，一分钟你就可以分享许多美好有意义的事情。
Everyone will have their salvation story to tell.
因为每个人都有自己的救恩的故事。
Be prepared to share your salvation story.
我们要准备好分享你自己救恩的故事。
Your story shall testify that you worship a creator God who is indeed real in your life.
因为在你的故事里面呢，就陈述了你是你所敬拜的这个造天地的耶和华呢，在你的生命里面也是同样真实的。
God works in every generation, and He works differently.
所以在每一代里面，我们都看到神的工作，他的工作呢，每一次都是不一样的。
During the covenant renewal, Moses solemnly warned the Israelites not to forsake Yahweh and worship other God.
所以在这个重新立约的这个时刻呢，摩西就提醒他们不要放弃耶和华，总是要来敬拜他。
Let's listen to the reading 16 through 18 in Chinese.
我们来看读听这个十六到十八节这么说：你们曾住埃及地，从列国经过，这是你们知道的。你们也看见他们中间可憎之物，并他们石、木还有金银的偶像，唯恐你们中间或男或女，或族长或支派长，今日心里偏离耶和华你们的神，去侍奉那些国的神，又怕你们中间有恶根出这个苦菜，还有阴尘来。
Moses provided two reasons for the warning to shun idolatry.
摩西在这里给了两个理由，为什么要不要来敬拜这个偶像。
One, Yahweh is the God who saved them, so they should worship Yahweh and no other gods.
第一，当然就是因为是耶和华救他们，他们就不应该去敬拜别的神。
The other God did not save them.
其他的神没有救他们吗？
Second, the pagan form of worship is detestable. The nature and form of worship contradicts God's holiness.
而第二呢，就是这些异教的这个敬拜方式呢是可憎的，所以不可以用这样的方式来敬拜神。
Basically, the terms of the covenant focus on the first commandment.
所以其实整个立约的这个条件呢，就是在于这个十诫里面的第一诫。
The first commandment stipulates, "You shall not worship other gods before me."
除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
The purpose of this commandment, no other gods before Yahweh, is to enable God's people to worship God wholeheartedly.
而这个第一诫呢，不可有别的神呢，就是要他们全心全意的来敬拜神本身。
The motivation for wholehearted worship is love. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength.
而这个全心的敬拜呢，就是出于爱的动机，而要全心尽心尽意尽力的爱神。
Worship only the Lord sounds easy, very easy.
要敬拜唯一神而已呢，听起来好像很容易。
But the major reason why Israel fell because they could not keep the first commandment.
可是为什么这个以色列会灭国呢？就纯粹是因为他们没有办法守这个第一个诫命。
The people were repeatedly warned not to worship other gods. But yet, they ended up worshiping other gods.
他们不断被提醒不要去敬拜别的神呢，可是他们就这样行了。
There are many reasons why Israelites worship other gods.
有许多理由为什么他们要去敬拜其他的神。
I will share three common reasons.
我就分享三个。
One, sensual style of worship. They were enticed by the pagan sensual style of worship.
第一呢，他们是被这些异教非常感性的敬拜所吸引、所勾引。
Two, foreigners' wife. They were enticed by foreigners' wife who worship idols and pagan gods.
第二呢，是异族的女子跟他们通婚，所以被勾引了。
Three, religious syncretism. Yahweh worship was mixed with pagan belief and practices.
第三是宗教混合主义，而他们对于跟耶和华的敬拜呢，跟异教的那个敬拜呢混合了。
Now let's look at each reason carefully now.
我们一个来看。
Sensuous worship. Now, you may ask, what's so attractive about idol worship?
所以第一是谈这个感性的敬拜方式，而我们可以问说，这些偶像到底有什么吸引力呢？
The idol's image in themselves were not attractive. Some are detestable and scary.
其实偶像本身呢，不是没有什么吸引力，他们有些看起来是很可怕、很可憎的。
In certain ritual, the people had to sacrifice their children in fire.
而在某些仪式里面呢，甚至要牺牲自己的孩子。
Thus, the appeal to idolatry is not strong in itself.
所以拜偶像本身不是有什么吸引力。
What was so attractive were the add-ons or the plus plus pluses?
而在这个吸引力呢，其实是来自这个敬拜方式里面的一些加料的东西。
The add-ons comprises the women dancers, the cultic music, and the cultic prostitution.
而在这个敬拜方式家里面呢，就是有女孩子跳舞，还有他们的这个音乐，还有舞蹈，还有这个妙计。
Advertisement uses add-on. Advertisement uses add-on.
所以打广告的时候呢，就用这些加添的东西。
We also use our Christian add-ons.
我们也有我们基督徒的加料的东西。
And we must be careful and be discreet in using add-on. Otherwise, people will say people go to church because of add-on, not so much of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus.
所以我们加添东西的时候，我们要小心，因为别人可能会说，他们来信主呢，是因为这些加的东西，而不是主本身。
There was an incident where the Moabite women.The Israelite was seduced by Moabite women into idolatry.
所以就有这样的一个事件，这些以色列民呢，被这些摩亚的女子所勾引呢，而敬拜了偶像。
In Numbers 25, we read about the Shittim's incident, where 24,000 people died in one day because of idolatry.
而在民数记第二十五章里面，在这个示殿的事件里面呢，就有24,000人呢，因为他们拜偶像的关系而死亡了。
When the Israelites arrived at Moab, some visited the Moabite sands bay sands.
而这个以色列民来到摩亚的时候呢，他们就来到了这个摩亚金沙。
Some went to the resort world Shittim.
有些去这个十殿的这个名胜世界。
The entertainment programs enticed the people into sexual immorality and idolatry.
所以这些娱乐节目呢，就使这些人呢，陷入了这个犯奸淫的事情。
Their participation in pagan worship caused them to sin against the Lord, and 24,000 died under God's judgment.
而因为他们参与了那个拜偶像的事情呢，就触犯了耶和华，而24,000人呢，就因为神的惩罚所死亡了。
During the 911 attack,
在这个
2,600 people died in one day at New York World Trade Center.
在这个911的这个恐怖袭击呢，超过2,000人就在这个纽约的这个世界贸易中心的时候呢，死亡了。
President Bush immediately put the nation on red alert.
所以这个布什总统呢，就把全国呢放在这个红色的戒备。
The security measures became extreme and stringent.
而这个保安的整个系统呢，就更加紧密，更加严谨。
People and visitors were thoroughly checked and searched at the immigration checkpoint.
所有的人呢，经过这些关卡的时候呢，都要被搜身，更紧密了。
Then at Shittim, 24,000 people died in one day. That is 9 times the number of death at the World Trade Center.
而在事件的情形的时候呢，就有24,000，而是这个2,000多人的9倍。
Moses could not simply ask the elders and the leaders to declare how frequent they visit places like the Moabite Bay Sands or the World Resort of Shittim.
所以摩西因为这个事件的严重性呢，就是不能单单只是问这些人说，哎，你到底去这个这些地方几次？不能单单只是这样子。
He had to put entire nation on red alert.
所以他就把全国呢也同样放在了这个红色的戒备。
Perhaps that explained the extreme and stringent regulation about idolatry in Deuteronomy chapter 12, chapter 13, and chapter 18.
也可能就是因为这样子呢，在这个生命记里面，我们所读到的12章啦、18章啦，都提到这个拜偶像要如此的这个严重。
As far as the danger of idolatry is concerned, Israel was on red alert all the time under.The leadership of Moses.
在这个对于拜偶像的这个危险呢，对于摩西来讲呢，这个以色列常常都是在这个红色的戒备当中。
Today, some people are sucked into idolatry because of the lifestyle of talented people.
今天有些人呢，因为这些有才艺的人的这个生活方式被吸引进入拜偶像。
The lights, and dislikes of people we admire can exert great influence on us.
那些我们所崇拜的人的喜好呢，很容易影响我们。
They can influence us whether good or bad.
可以朝好的方向，也可以朝不好的方向。
We need to be on guard against attractive things, attractive people who can lure us into idolatry.
所以我们对于有吸引力的人或物质呢，我们必须小心，因为他们可能引导我们进入拜偶像。
The second reason why Israel lapsed into idolatry is foreign wives who worship pagan gods.
而这个第二个被他们被勾引的方式呢，就是他们这些异族的妻子，他们是拜偶像跟拜其他神的。
During the judges' time, the people were enticed by foreign wives into idolatry.
在世事的时代呢，这些人就被这些异族的妻子陷入拜偶像。
Now you read that in Judges chapter 1 to 3.
第一章四世纪第一章到第三章都有。
King Solomon himself was bewitched by his many foreign wives.
所罗门王本身也被他的异族的妻子所迷惑了。
Let's read something about Solomon in 1 King 11 in Chinese.
这个列王记上第十一章这么说。所罗门王在法老王的女儿之外，又宠爱了许多外邦女子，就是摩亚女子、亚门女子、以东女子、西顿女子、赫人女子。所罗门念爱这些女子，所罗门王年老的时候，他的嫔妃诱惑他的心去随从别神，因为所罗门王随从西顿人的女神艾斯塔路和亚门人可憎的神米勒公。所罗门行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
As a result of his pagan wife's influence, Solomon was enticed into idolatry, and he plunged the nation into idolatry as well.
而所罗门王因为他的异族的妻子呢，所迷惑，所以去拜了这些偶像呢，就把整个国家也陷入了拜偶像的情况。
The third reason why Israel fell because of idolatry was religious syncretism.
而第三个原因，为什么这些以色列人会拜偶像呢？是因为这个宗教混合主义。
The most subtle form of idolatry is religious syncretism.
而这个也是最含蓄的这种方式。
In religious syncretism, Yahweh worship is mixed with pagan elements of pagan worship.
在这个宗教混合主义里面呢，这个敬拜耶和华的方式呢，就跟这些异族的一些方式呢混合了。
So when the people thought they were worshiping Yahweh, they were actually worshiping pagan gods.
所以在他们以为他们是在敬拜耶和华的时候呢，因为他们所用的这些方式呢，其实他们是在拜自己的偶像。
While Moses placed the nation on red alert, Solomon flagged down the alert warning from red to blue.
所以摩西把整个国家陷入这个红色的这个戒备，可是所罗门呢却把这个红色的戒备变成了蓝色的戒备。
Although Solomon built a magnificent temple for the Lord, he also exercised a lot of religious tolerance.
所以呢，所罗门王为神建了一个很堂皇的圣殿，可是呢他也有许多的这个宗教的自由。
Solomon's overly religious tolerance led Israel into gradual spiritual decay.
而他这个过度的这个宗教的自由呢，使整个国家就慢慢的陷入了这个属灵上的腐败。
Under the influence of his pagan wives, Solomon introduced many syncretic forms in Yahweh worship.
而因为他的这个异族的妻子的嫔妃的影响呢，他就把许多这个混合的那些敬拜的东西跟方式呢，带入了这个敬拜耶和华的方式。
Worship in Israel gradually became Yahweh paganism.
而这个在整个全以色列的这个敬拜耶和华的方式，就变成了这个异族的敬拜的方式。
The most common type was Yahweh Baalism during the time of King Ahab.
而最普通的就是亚哈王的时候，这个以巴利耶和华敬拜的这个混合方式。
That was why the prophet Elijah had to contest with the Baal prophets and then slaughter them, 450 of them.
而这也就是为什么以利亚要跟这些巴利的先知有一个这个竞赛，而把这些巴利的这些祭司杀灭。
In 2 Kings 23, we read how far syncretism had developed since Solomon's time.
而在列王记下第二十三章就提到了这个到 那段期间整个敬拜方式是如何的混杂。
Let's listen to the reading of 2 Kings 23, 4 through 7 in Chinese.
列王记下第二十三章这么说，从前以色列王所罗门在耶路撒冷前斜僻山右边为西顿人可憎的神埃斯塔路、摩亚人可憎的神基莫，还有亚门人可憎的神米勒公所住的丘坛王都污秽了。
Okay. Supposed to read 4 through 7.
Is it projection?
Can you read 4 through 7? No, not possible. Okay, let me read 4 through 7. King Josiah ordered Hilkiah the high priest, the priest and the doorkeepers to remove from the temple of the Lord all the articles made for Baal, Asherah and all the starry hosts. He did away with the pagan priests appointed by the kings of Judah to offer incense to Baal, to the sun, moon and to the starry hosts. He also tore down the quarters of the male shrine prostitutes which were in the temple of the Lord. Okay, don't have to translate. Now, in the temple of the Lord, there were pagan religious objects.
所以在这个圣殿里面呢，有许多的这些异族的这个偶像在里面。
There were pagan priests and male cultic prostitute housings.
甚至也有这个异族的祭司，还有男的这个庙妓。
Imagine you found those things in the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord.
你可以想象这些东西在圣殿里面。
Then we are told Solomon was the one who introduced all these things into the temple.
而在十三节那边呢，所读到的就是，其实是所罗门把这些东西放在圣殿里面。
One reason why some Israelite kings removed only the idols but kept the high places was because the high places activities were like cable TV programs.
而有一些以色列王呢，他们把这些偶像去除了，可是在那些高处的地方呢，丘坛的地方，他们又也没有去除，主要是因为呢，在这些地方呢，他们的活动有点像电视节目这样。
Similar to our 7 month 歌台的 pagan worship were entertaining.
所以就好像我们七月的歌台这样子，其实这些异族的敬拜的东西活动呢是很精彩的。
It led people to watch and then eventually participate in pagan worship.
所以他们就可以看，然后看好像娱乐这样看，可是慢慢又慢慢参与了。
To ask a king to cut down the high places is like asking us to cancel your cable TV subscription.
所以就叫王把这些高处的地方都除灭的话呢，就好像叫你把你的电缆的这个电视切除一样。
We must beware of mixing elements of unbiblical beliefs in our faith.
所以我们同样的要对于这些没有在圣经里面的这些信仰呢，混杂到我们的信仰当中。
Today there are many books on prayer and on giving.They are not based on good Christian theology.
其实现在呢，有许多的书籍讲，不管是讲祷告的啦，或者是讲奉献的啦，其实都不是根据圣经里面所教导的。
Their theology is more religious syncretic.
而他们的神学里面就是一种混合性的一种神学。
In normal time, we are always on our guard against idolatry.
在平常的时候呢，我们对于拜偶像，当然我们是很谨慎的。
But when times are bad, very bad, we may be tempted to turn to all kinds of measure because we just want to get out.
可是，在不景气的时候呢，可能我们会很急迫，说，哎，我们可以找寻什么方式能够逃出这个危机。
During such a time, we should all the more be careful not to succumb to idolatry.
所以在危机的时候，我们反而更要小心，不要陷入拜偶像的情况。
Here is something one airline advises the flyer.
这个是一个某某的这个航空公司告诉你们订这个 位置的时候可以做的事情。
Men who wanted good health should sit at row 9, 19, or 29.
那些要有健康的呢，可以住book 那个九行九第九行第十九行二十九行。
Women looking for wealth should go for row 1, 11, or 21.
那些要有财富的妇女呢，可以选择第一行、十一行、二十一行。
Those looking to make new friends this year should pick row 3, 4, 13, 14, 23, 24, all ends with 3 or 4.
那些要结交朋友的呢，就十三、十四、二十三、二十四，就是全部都有三跟四的。
The luckiest traveler are those who fly between 5 through 7 a.m.
那些最幸运的那些呢，就是选择五到七点因为早起的鸟儿有虫吃。
We might be very tempted to heed the advice when we are having health problem or financial problem.
所以如果你刚好有这个健康问题或者是财政的问题，可能你就会说，哎，是不是可以试试看这样。
So if you have no Christian friends to support or encourage you, we can succumb to temptation easily during time of crisis.
如果你没有信徒的朋友来这样子的来支持你，还有鼓励你的话呢，可能你在危难的时候呢，你就会被勾引了。
Someone asked a rabbi,
有一个人就问一个拉比，
If God is so opposed to idols, why not destroy them instead of just telling people not to worship them?
如果神这么的憎恨这个偶像，为什么就不直接自己把全部都消灭了，而叫人家不要去拜偶像而已呢？
The rabbi replied, Have you seen how many things in the world people choose to worship?
这个拉比就回答说，你有没有看到这个世界的人所要拜的那个偶像有什么？
They worship the sun, moon, houses, money, nation, culture, even other human beings.
他敬拜的有太阳、月亮，这个自己的屋子、财产、国家、自己的文化，甚至其他的人。
If God destroyed all that we might worship, nothing will be left.
我们如果神如果除灭我们所要拜的那些偶像的话呢，就什么都没有剩了。
Let's read what Job told his friend in Job chapter 31, 24 to 28.
所以
listen in Chinese.
所以这个约伯就这样的告诉他的朋友，在约伯记第三十一章。我若以黄金为指望，对金晶说你是我的依靠，我若以 财物丰裕，因我手多得资产而欢喜，我若看见太阳发光，明月行在空中，心里就暗暗被引诱，口便轻手，这就是审判官当罚的罪孽，也是我背弃在上的神。
Idolatry need not be restricted to worshipping deities. It can cover people, the living things or non-living thing that we love possessively or we love obsessively.
所以这个拜偶像的事情不是说只是在拜一些神，所谓的神明，也包括你崇拜一些人、物质、或者是东西，只要是你迷信一些东西或者是你迷恋一些东西。
Even the cute little dog you keep can become your idol.
所以可是你的小狗也可以成为你的偶像。
When you love the Lord, when you love the dog with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
如果你是尽心尽意尽意的爱你的这个狗。
You love the dog more than you love God or your neighbor.
你爱你的狗超过你的邻舍。
Generally, people are curious.Okay, in verse 29, Moses exhorted the people to act on the teachings that God has clearly revealed to them and not dabble in mysteries they do not and cannot understand.
因为我们每个人都有所谓的好奇心，所以在29节那里呢，摩西就要提醒他们说，不要一定要遵守神所立下的这个律法，而不要去管那些所谓有好奇的事情。
Generally, people are curious aboutWhat will happen to me in my future? I wish to know about my future so that I can avert some of the bad things.
而我们人往往呢，就会对于我们的未来有所谓的好奇心，我们希望可以避开那些祸难。
So Moses said, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belongs to us and our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law."
而摩西就告诉他们说，这些所谓的神秘的事情是属于耶和华的，而你们就是遵守那个律法就是了。
In verses 18 to 20, Moses warned the people who thought they could secretly worship pagan gods and then take cover under the faithfulness of the community.
所以十八节那里呢，就摩西是警告那些人，以为说如果可以靠拜这些偶像呢，他就可以消灾解祸这样的事情。
Moses warned them, the Lord will single you out.
摩西告诉他们说，神会把你指明出来。
In verses 22 to 28, Moses warned the people about God's serious judgment for breaking the covenant.
而二十二到二十八节那里就告诉他们说，如果他们破灭这个约的话，所会带来的这个严重的惩罚。
If Israel were to persist in idolatry, then the Lord will devastate the land and drive the people out.
因为如果以色列继续的来拜偶像的话，神就会消灭这地，把这些人赶出这个应许地。
We may understand that the land the Lord gave Israel is a kind of a carrot and stick. That's a wrong understanding.
如果我们这样子的来看的话，可能我们会误解，以为说哦，神给以色列在这里所教导的，就是一种用赏罚的方式来对待他们。
We may think the land is an incentive for obedience.
而这个地给地呢，就是让他因为他们听话，就给他们这个地。
In other words, when people obey the law, they stay. When they disobey the law, they go into exile.
因为他们遵守命令的时候呢，就可以留在那边；不遵守的话，就被踢出去。
The land is supposed to be a place where God could live among His people and walk with them.
不过其实呢，你要想象这个地呢，就是神可以跟他们一起居住、一起生活的地方。
The land is supposed to be God's center of worship on earth.That Israel can draw other nations to worship the true God.
而这个地呢，就是敬拜耶和华的地方，让人呢可以看到的时候就被这样的事情所吸引。
The land is not meant for people to indulge in material blessings while they worship pagan gods.
而这个地不是给他们要陶醉在这些物质的祝福当中，而以这些来敬拜异族的神。
If they worship pagan gods, then they cannot fulfill their priestly mission.
而如果他们敬拜这些异教的神明的时候呢，他们就不能完成他们这个祭司的使命，要来使人吸引归向耶和华。
If the people live like pagans, then they cannot fulfill their call to be lights to the nation.
而他们的生活如果就像这些异教徒一样呢，他们就不能完成这个成为世界的亮光的这个呼召。
Idolatry was not a mild threat to Yahweh worship in the Old Testament world.
所以我们要明白这个敬拜这个偶像的事情呢，不是这个敬拜耶和华的一个小小的威胁而已。
The Ammonites, the Moabites, and Edomites used to worship Elohim, the God of Abraham.
而在这里呢，这个亚门人、摩亚人、以东人呢，他们以前也是敬拜。这个 Elohim 也就是亚伯拉罕的神。
Like Israel, God gave each of the nation a land to possess.
而在生命记里面前面就有提到神是如何的给他们每一个国家这一块地。
They had to fight and drive out the inhabitant to possess their land.
他们原本也必须把这些居民呢赶出这个地。
Unfortunately, those nations that used to worship the Creator God.Stop worshiping the true God. They worship pagan gods instead.
可是这些人民呢，本来是敬拜这个创造天地的神的，可是他们却不敬拜他们了，反而去敬拜异族的神明。
Thus, the red alert warnings in Deuteronomy to stay away from idolatry are not Moses' unfounded fear.
所以摩西在这里所立下的这个红色的戒备呢，并不是只是受到恐吓而已。
One global evangelist, Luis Palau, once made an alarming statement.
这个 Luis Palau 的这个宣教士呢，曾经说过这样的一句惊人的话。
The death of Christianity is only a generation away.
这个基督教的死亡呢，只是一代之别。
God does not have grandchildren.
因为神呢是没有孙子的。
As the people were leaving the church, one missionary pastor asked an Indian boy,Would you like to trust Jesus as your savior?
当有一些人离开走开教会的时候呢，这个牧师就问了一个印度的小男孩，说
，Would you like to trust Jesus as your savior?
你愿不愿意相信耶稣基督成为你的救主
boy says, "Oh, pastor, I'm a born again Christian."
这个小男孩就说，哦，我是重新得救的基督徒。
The missionaries was delighted, so he says, "Tell me more, how you are born again."
所以这个宣教士就说，哎，告诉我你是如何的这个重新得救，重生得救。
The boy says, "Well, my grandfather is a Christian, my father is a born Christian, and I'm a born again Christian."
因为我的这个祖父是基督徒，所以我的父亲呢就是生出来的基督徒，所以我呢就是重生的基督徒。
His father may not be a Christian, and he may not be a Christian at all.
可是他的父亲可能如果这样子形容，可能就不是基督徒，而你也不是所谓的基督徒。
Because God has no grandchildren.
因为神是没有孙子的。
Every person must choose to believe in Jesus Christ and acknowledge Him as a Savior.
每一个人必须自己承认，相信耶稣成为他的救主。
Therefore, the death of Christianity in any country, the death of Christianity in any church, or in any household is only a generation away.
所以基督教的死亡呢，不管是在什么国家、什么教会、什么样的一个家庭呢，其实只是一代之别而已。
The book of Revelation mentions seven churches in Asia Minor.
在启示录里面呢，就形容小亚细亚的这七个教会。
But today, all the seven churches are just seven historical sites. The seven Christian provinces are now Islamic towns, part of the Muslim world in Turkey.
可是今天呢，这七个教会呢，都是只是历史的地方而已，因为这七个本来是基督徒的城市呢，现在都是伊斯兰教的城市。
We need to share the gospel of Jesus to every generation.
所以我们每一代都必须传讲这个耶稣的福音。
Otherwise, one day Jubilee Church may become a monument.
要不然呢，可能禧莲堂本身也就成为了一个给人家看的地方。
The tour guide will say, "This is one of the oldest Presbyterian church in Singapore, established in 1883."
导游就会说，哦，你看这个是新加坡最老的一个长老会的教会，1883年建立这样。
There are no young people, no youth, no children.
如果没有年轻人，没有孩子的话呢，可能一代就这样过
了。The worship service are occasionally attended by some old people.
而这个敬拜 的只是一些有某一些老人家参加。
Your household may not be Christian anymore one day.If you do not provide your children Christian education,
所以如果你在你的家里面没有所谓的教导下一代的这个信仰的方式，你的家可能只有一代是基督徒，下一代可能就不是了。
Telling our salvation story is one way of witnessing and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
而讲述我们自己的这个救恩的故事呢，就是一个可以见证并且传福音的方式。
We need to avoid any form of idolatry so that we may worship God wholeheartedly.
我们要全心全意的来敬拜神，就是要避开任何一个方式的这个崇拜偶像。
We must guard against religious syncretism so that we can be effective light of the world and salt of the earth.
我们要警惕呢，不要陷入这个宗教混合主义，我们才能够继续的成为这个世上的光和盐。